Raffle yard with a number for my name. Make little rocks out of big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say. Wouldn't hear my plea, listen to me. I killed a man that I found with my wife. He promised to do the same, so I am out of line. Sentenced here the rest of my life. Driving rain with a ball and chain, this timber makes a cold and mournful sound. I sing a little song for the one that's done me wrong, lying in that cold, cold ground. In the gravel yard with a number for my name, make little rocks out of big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard.
Anybody have any questions?
Yes, sir. You in the front, sir, with a fancy t-shirt and a neat hat and a fine cup of brew. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm sorry, sir. What?
Well, you're from New England.
Yes. The question was, so you're from New England. How did you get into bluegrass? The answer is, it's kind of the first thing I ever heard. My dad got interested in guitar, and we started going to some jam sessions here and there, and they were playing old country music and bluegrass, and we started going to bluegrass festivals from when I was about 6 or 7. Yeah. That's right. There's a ton of festivals all through New England. It's actually a pretty neat area for bluegrass music. You wouldn't think of it, but sure was. I was at it every weekend in the summer when I was a kid. We were at a bluegrass festival somewhere in New England or New York State. That wasn't there when I lived there. But I was at Thomas Point Beach when they used to have 2 festivals every year. Yes, sir. Guitar was my first instrument, yep. So I should be a lot better by now. One more time.
Why do they put banjo players in prison?
Why do they put banjo players in prison? I don't know. Is it a banjo joke?
I think so.
We don't want to offend the banjo player, because he's really good and we'd hate for him to leave.
Banjo sounded good.
Come on, Scott.